From constellations to meteor showers, it's a great time of the year to go stargazing. Stephen O'Connell spoke with astronomy professor at Pitt Community College on what to look for in the autumn night sky.
Well, the sky is always changing, which is kind of the neat thing about it. It's not static per se. Now, the stars, the relative position of stars are going to be the same with each other. But if you go out on any given night, the position of the stars at a particular time are going to move approximately 1 degree per night. You know, now, the planets, they're always changing their relative position with the stars. And so they're moving around all the time.
Is there anything that is stable in the night sky?
The only part of the sky that doesn't change, that's the same all year long, are the region of stars that are pretty near the North Pole. And those are what are called circumpolar stars. You know, the Big Dipper is in that group. Cassiopeia is in that group. Cepheus is in that group. And those are stars that never set.
Is there anything to be looking out for that's, you know, exclusive to this part of the year?
Well, the fall is a really nice time to do astronomy because, you know, especially here in eastern North Carolina, because, you know, we tend to get, in the summertime, a lot of haze in the sky with the humidity and stuff and cloudiness, and we tend to have more clear nights during the fall and winter months. I like the late fall because it's not really so frigid cold. You know, this time of year, you can see the summer triangle setting at sunset. The Great Square of Pegasus is going to be almost directly overhead.
Can you tell me about some like really great locations you found in eastern North Carolina for looking up at the sky?
The best thing to do is get out of town. You know, if you're inside of one of the bigger towns, it's hard to see a lot of things. If you can just go a few miles out of town, you'll really improve your vision. But if you're fortunate enough to live in a rural place, which a lot of us are, you can go out in your backyard and see a lot of things. You know, the big thing is just get away from as many lights as possible.
How about telling us about some events that are particularly spectacular in the night sky before 2012 is over, or some objects that we can see particularly well?
During the month of November, if a person wanted to go out, they would be able to see Jupiter and Mars in the evening, and they could be able to see Mercury and Venus and Saturn in the mornings. You know, so there would be an opportunity to see the five planets that the ancient Greeks knew about this month. You know, when you're talking about, you know, things to do as a family, the nice things, I enjoy looking at meteor showers. And those are things that are kind of hit and miss. Sometimes they're really exciting, and sometimes they're a nice time to go and stand in the dark and talk to your families while you're looking up in the sky.
Can we expect any meteor showers in the coming months?
Leonid meteor shower is November. It peaks in the wee hours of November 17th, so the evening of November 16th through 17th is the best time to do it. 3 a.m. is the peak. The Geminids is December 13th and 14th, the night of the 13th. Is the best time, and it's more family-friendly, so it should be really nice for people to observe between 9 and 10. But it peaks also again about in the early morning. Quadrinids are in January. First through fifth is when it happens and peaks of the third. Okay, it averages up to 40 meteors per hour at peak.
Professor Goodman, what exactly distinguishes a meteor shower from all the other space junk we hear about that is flying by us every day?
Now, if something is called a meteor shower, that's where you're getting a whole lot of things that'll be coming down at the same time. And a whole lot of means more than five per hour. And they'll be kind of appearing to come out of the same region of space. And that's what we call, you know, that point in the sky where they seem to radiate out from, that's what we name them for. But the nice thing about meteor showers, observing them, is you don't need any equipment. All you need to do is go out and look with your eyes and keep looking up, and you will see them.
Professor Goodman, if I wanted to make looking up at the night sky a regular habit of mine, a weekly habit, what kind of advice would you give me to begin that process?
The best thing to do is join a group of people who already know what they're looking for. And there are several astronomy groups in the region. You know, that's what I would suggest.
Is buying a telescope a good option?
Don't go out and invest in a telescope to start off with. You know, if you're going to start looking at things, start off by using a nice pair of binoculars that you might also be able to use for other things. And start, you know, go out, learn the constellations, you know, and you can buy a device called a constellation wheel, which can help you find which constellations are up at any moment, or go on the internet and you can actually print out what the night sky looks like at any given time. If you can do that, then you go out and you start looking for planets and find out where these planets are, and you can start watching how the planets move through the sky over the, you know, over the year.
Professor Goodman, I appreciate you making some time for us today.
Well, thank you so much, and good luck.